Laura Clayton, Professor of Nursing Education at Shepherd.
And you just received a fairly large grant, didn't you?
It's a $1.4 million grant from Health Resources and Service Administration of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And the focus of the grant is on nurse education, practice, quality, and retention, dealing with interprofessional collaborative practice. So it's a partnership grant with HRSA, with interprofessional education. It's going to involve nursing students, of course, since that's what I teach. But we'll also have medical students from West Virginia University in the Eastern Division. We'll have nutrition students from here on campus, exercise physiology students, psychology students, and social work students involved as part of the interprofessional team. We're also going to be working with Shenandoah Valley Medical System in Martinsburg, West Virginia. So their providers are going to be very key to the grant. It'll be their patients that we're working with, and together managing the patients by enhancing the services that are already currently offered. So they'll continue to see the patients and monitor their blood levels for diabetes and their blood sugar and their hemoglobin HbA1c. And then we can add in services such as the exercise physiology students will do a fitness assessment on the patients. And then they'll bring that back and work with the provider to develop the type of exercise program that's best for the patient. And then they, and probably along with nursing students, will inform the patient of what that exercise program could be, how it is appropriate for that patient, because every person's going to be different, because as we know, people have different diseases and can do different things. So it's going to be very individualized. And then they'll continue to keep some journals about how they're doing with their exercise program. We'll do another thing called Dining with Diabetes. As part of that program, we'll actually bring some of the patients here on campus, and Dr. Sydney Perry is going to work with nursing and nutrition students after they've taken them to the grocery store on how to read food labels, buying food. Then they're going to bring them back here to actually cook the food and show them how to prepare healthy meals. Social work students, psychology students, nursing students, of course, would be working with support groups and really trying to help them cope with diabetes if it's brand new, or how do I adjust to this? How do I make the life changes that need to occur?
Explain why this grant focuses on diabetes.
Diabetes is a growing problem throughout the U.S. Currently, 1 in 10 West Virginians have diabetes, and that doesn't count those that are in the pre-diabetic stage, so they're very close to becoming what we refer to as a diabetic patient, but haven't quite met that goal yet. So if we can intervene and get these diabetic patients' health under control, we can prevent diseases of, or minimize diseases involving the eye, the heart, the blood vessels, kidneys, because there are numerous disorders and diseases that can be caused in patients who have their diabetes not controlled.
How many patients will you be working with?
The grant is a 3-year grant. So what will happen is we'll be working with about 70 patients a year over that 3-year grant. So about 210 total is what we're hoping to accomplish. They would need to be adults, not pregnant, and their hemoglobin level needs to be less than 7 for them to have the best possible health outcomes. And we're also going to work with the newly diagnosed diabetic patients to help them understand the disease and what all goes along with that.
Is this something that any of these students, whether they're nursing students or not, are going to benefit in the future from?
Definitely, because that's really how healthcare is moving, is more to this interprofessional team and working together. So we want to give them some experiences doing that.
And this is a big community outreach too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're hoping to reach a lot of patients, but we also are trying to reach a lot of students. You know, if you think about it, that's a lot of different groups of students.
You excited about that?
Yes, I am. Because I think it's something that's going to benefit my nursing students. It's going to benefit our community. It's going to benefit the diabetic patient. You know, if we can get their blood glucose levels under control, it's going to decrease their healthcare costs, probably decrease hospital admissions. It's going to make them a more informed consumer. And that's what we need to do, is we need to help our patients understand the disease process, how to manage it better. And that's really what the goal of this program is, for one. And then, you know, the other goal really then is to introduce our students to this concept and really give them some practical experience doing that so that they can become leaders as they go out into the profession.